This is Kavita Chibba, and I welcome you to the third interview in my series, A Tribute to Hrishikesh Mukherjee. Asrani is a trained actor, director, and he has also taught acting. His passion for Rishida continues to this day. In this interview, he talks about his introduction to Hrishikesh Mukherjee, the strings he pulled to get into his films, and the impact the legendary filmmaker has had on his life.
I was studying in Film Institute of India, Pune, the Academy of Film and Television Training. And Mr. Hrishikesh Mukherjee was one of the guest lecturers who would visit every month or twice for editing students. And as he was a very well-known editor because he was with Bimal Roy, who's all, most of the films he edited, right from Dobi Ghazameen to Madhumati to Devdas and all those milestone movies. So I thought this is a man who is associated with the Bimal Roy, and why I just contacted him as an actor because he used to visit there in the institute. And it happened that one of the in the functions I was performing in a skit where he was also one of the guests who had come over to film. He saw me and he liked it, and I approached him. He said, no, good. But there is something I'll. You can contact. So I contacted him when I passed out from film institute as an actor, and he told me, okay, achacha, you that boy, samajhiye. Anyway, jab kuch hoga, to I'll call you. It happened, it went on for 1 or 2 years. I thought this is the right man, I must contact him because he was a very distinguished person. And somehow, it happened that he gave me one scene in Satyakam, and he said, okay, chalo, tumhara ho gaya, your ambitions fulfilled. I said, yeah, nice. Then I could never work with him. He made some Ashirwad and other movies also. Anand also, I went, met him. Then he thought, ke abhi to kuch hai nahi, jab hoga, hum karega, dekhe. Then he came to cast in the main lead one girl in his film called Buddhi, in which he was thinking that kahan se ladki loo main. So he selected one or two in Bombay, took a screen test. Then he heard of Jaya Bahaduri. And by that time, I had become an instructor in Film Institute. And she was in my class. And Hrishikesh Mukherjee, along with his brother and Gulzar, and one or two more actors, came to select the girl. And he thought, this is the man who has been pestering me for a role. Let me use him. Come here. There, and I was thrilled. I thought, this man is giving me some role. But he told me, who is Jaya Bahaduri? I said, she's a student. And she's there. Where is she? So I said, she's sitting in canteen having a cup of tea. Can you go and call her? I said, anything for a role. I can go to hell. So I went to see. She was sitting with a few of her colleagues, with Danny Danzon, Panil Dhawan. They were unknown people at the time. So when I told her Hrishikesh Mukherjee wants to meet her, she was shocked, shell-shocked. Means she literally fell down from the chair, and that cup of tea was also thrown, and she rushed. I rushed out, disbelieving me totally. But when she saw him, he touched his feet, and then they both talked in Bengali, ignoring me totally. They went away far to a jungle institute, has 21 acres. So they went in the jungle, and I was standing there like a fool. Then I talked to those people who had come from Bombay. I told them, what's the problem? He said, there is no problem. Please don't talk to us about any film. We are not supposed to speak. So I said, this is a very tough situation, very wrong, what to do? And there are 2-3 Bengali actors, Kali Banerjee, and they said, sorry, we cannot. So I said, let me break one of them. That was Mr. Gulzar, who looked softy to me. So I took him along. He said, how's everything, this and that? He said, very fine. I said, please tell me. I've been struggling with this man for 5 years. He said, Asrani, I can't tell you because he's a very rough shot. He may kill me if I tell you anything. And the program... This movie is at the stage of preparation only, that's all. Somehow he said, nahi, aisa kuch hai, something like Goody, and he's searching a girl called Goody who is fascinated by film stars, movie stars, and especially Dharmendra. And so somehow how she gets this illusion in the end, this is the story. And I said, anything for me, some kind, there is nothing, I can't tell you at the moment, but there is one fellow who in her village, leading lady's village, his village, who wants to be a hero, he comes to Bombay, becomes a zero. and 2-3 scenes. They go, but don't take my name. This man will kill me. By the time he came back from conversing with Jaya Bahaduri, and she again touched his feet, and she went away, and he said, okay, fine. Now tell me, Sonny, how's everything? I said, fine, sir. How's this girl? I said, very good. She's good in the class. Acha, how about acting? He said, okay then. See you. I said, nee, what do you mean by okay? I've been struggling with you for 5 years. He said, listen, there is nothing at the moment. When I finalize the girl, leading girl, then only I can do anything. Then I'll write to you. You come. I said, no, there is some role. And then he looked at all of those fellows and he would come from Bombay. Said, has anybody blurted out anything? And Gulzar Samasek, looking at me pathetically, please don't. But I was desperate. I told him, there is one role. One fellow comes from village and comes to Bombay to become a hero and then become the hero. He said, this is absurd. Who told you this? And he shouted at him and somehow he went away. Finally, he selected her as main lead. And then I reached on the set. He said, okay, you will not leave me anyway. Take those. But then rest of the history, the movie became super hit. As station, Jaya Bahaduri became overnight a heroine. And I also got about 6-7 movies. As an
actor. Mom!
ये क्या नमूना बन के आ गया?
ये? तुम नहीं समझोगी माँ, ये लेटेस्ट शम्मी कपूर स्टाइल.
अरे कुंदन, अब कोई काम काज देख, पढ़ाई लिखाई भी छोड़ के तुझे 2 साल हो गए हैं.
पढ़ाई लिखाई तेरे बेटे के काम नहीं आएगी माँ. जो तेरे बेटे के पास है वो सबके पास नहीं, किसी किसी के पास होता है.
ऐसा कोई गुण मैंने तुझ में नहीं देखा बाबा.
सारी दुनिया देखेगी माँ ये सूरत और ये आवाज. बस हीरो के लिए यही तो गुण चाहिए. जरा अपनी पिक्चर शुरू होने दे, फिर देखना. सुना है साधना से बातचीत कर रहे हैं वो लोग.
साधना? कौन साधना? वो बंसी की चाची.
तुम भी माँ. साधना द ग्रेट फिल्म स्टार. अब ज्यादा देर नहीं माँ, आंख छपकते ही मोटर गाड़ी बंगला सब सामने खड़ा कर दूंगा. तुझे नहीं मालूम माँ, तूने बेटा नहीं अलादीन का चिराग पैदा किया. जरा 10 रुपए का एक नोट देना. जल्दी करो माँ, मुझे पहुंचना है. 4 बजे का अपॉइंटमेंट है. दैट्स लाइक अ स्वीट गर्ल. दैट्स लाइक अ स्वीट गर्ल. दैट्स लाइक अ स्वीट गर्ल. Thank you, mother.
But the whole credit goes to, you see, I thought this is 1 or 2 scenes. Nobody will notice me, but this is Hrishikesh Mukherjee's credit. That how he got them written, and then in such a big movie, that where Dharmendra, Pran Saab, everybody is there, that I was noticed. That is, and the credit goes to him only. And to the writer, definitely. But this man got it out from me, telling me in the whole story that this has happened to you. So you see, sometimes a director knows better than you. So he knows I can get out from this person, and that's how the actor's growth happens. Yeah. I really grew before Hrishikesh Mukherjee's eyes as an actor.
कुंदन नाम है आपका? तारा कुसुम के साथ पढ़ती है इसलिए मैं जानता हूँ आपको.
कैसी है तारा? और माँ? क्यों? क्या हुआ?
जिस बहन का भाई घर से चला जाए, जिस माँ का जवान बेटा उसे इस उम्र में छोड़ जाए, क्या अच्छी रहेंगी वो? ये कहाँ आ गए आप? किसने बहका दिया आपको?
नहीं नहीं, मुझे किसी ने नहीं बहकाया. मैं खुद ही फिल्मों की चमक दमक देखकर भटक गया था. मैं समझता था फिल्मों का चांस किस्मत की बात है, क्यों न मैं भी अपनी किस्मत आजमा लूं. लेकिन यहां आकर मालूम हुआ कितनी कोशिश है, कितनी मेहनत है इसमें, और मैं बगैर कुछ सीखे हुए, बगैर मेहनत किए हुए.
तो घर वापस क्यों चले जाते?
मैं घर वापस नहीं जा सकता. आपको आपको नहीं मालूम मैं पैसे चुराकर घर से भागा था. अब किस मुंह से वापस जाऊं?
कुंदन जी, मां को मुंह नहीं दिखाना होता, मन दिखाते हैं। माँ तो भगवान होती है, भूल करके भगवान के सामने जाते हुए क्या इंसान को शर्म आती है? ये पैसे लीजिए और फौरन वापस ले जाइए।
नहीं, मैं पैसे नहीं लूंगा, खुद कमाऊंगा फिर जाऊंगा।
कमा के मुझे वापस दीजिएगा, मैं आपको उधार दे रहा हूं। कुंदन जी, मैं कोई गैर नहीं हूं, आप मुझे अपना भाई समझिएगा। आप जब मिलेंगे तारा से, मां से, मां जब आपके आंसू पोंछ के आपको गले से लगाएंगी, तो उस वक्त मैं भी वही हूंगा। उस मां बहन भाई की खुशी में मेरा भी हिस्सा होगा। लीजिए, रख लीजिए।
एंड उसके बाद तो हिस्ट्री बावर्ची है। देन ही सेड लुक, आई विल नेवर ट्रीट यू एज अ कॉमेडियन, यू फॉर मी एवरी कैरेक्टर इज इम्पोर्टेंट। बावर्ची वाज अनदर काइंड ऑफ फैमिली मेंबर, नो डायरेक्टर विल गिव टू अ कॉमेडियन दिस काइंड ऑफ अ रोल।
गरम चाय बाबू चाचा, चाय गरम।
सब गड़बड़ कर दिया, ऐसी शानदार तर्ज बन रही थी गाने की।
ये भी कोई तर्ज थी? हाँ हाँ, झिंग चिंग चिंग झिंग चिंग चिंग, लगता है जैसे रेलगाड़ी चल रही।
देख 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 कृष्णा, तू म्यूजिक के बारे में अपना ओपिनियन मत दिया कर। अरे तुझे क्या मालूम आजकल मार्केट में क्या चलता है? देख, हार्ट बीट 2/4 की होती है, धक 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 धागी नती नकी दिन धागी नती नकी दिन। लेकिन अगर यही दिल और जोर से धड़कने लग जाए तो उसका मीटर 6/8 हो जाता है। कैसे? ताकीटे 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 झिन 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 झिन। ये सब टेक्निकल कॉम्प्लिकेशन है, तू नहीं समझेगी।
वो तो है ही, बहुत मेहनत का काम है। जैसे पहले इंग्लिश रिकॉर्ड लाओ, उसे बजाओ, सुनो, टेप करो, उस पर हिंदी के बोल बिठाओ, बहुत टेक्निकल कॉम्प्लिकेशंस है।
कृष्णा कृष्णा, ये ट्रेड सीक्रेट है, बाहर आ गई ना तो अपनी मार्केट खराब हो जाएगी।
फिलहाल चार खराब हो रही है, पी लो।
Then Abhiman was a milestone that I was nominated as the best supporting actor in all over. The biggest asset about Mr. Rishikesh Mukherjee was that he will never let you act. The moment you try to act, he will say, no, I don't want that. Please don't do that. Just behave naturally. So sometimes we thought we are acting, unawarely we were acting, which we thought is supposed to be real good acting. He said, no, this is not. I don't want it. He made us natural and he helped us discover our real hidden self. That is something which is very rare thing which a director can really do it. And he said, no, I don't want these weakness also should be shown, and made us absolutely strong as an actor before the camera. And the biggest thing is that when, like Abhiman, the work was over, I did not know it's over. No, it's over, finished. But when you see on the screen that something, I thought I've never done this kind of a thing before. So that was his way of letting you grow inside as an actor. Nobody, no director would dare do this kind of a thing, because he completely broke the image of a conventional comedian. He said, no, I will not. That is ridiculous. Yeah. You see, Abhiman ka role would have been given to, aaj ke zamane mein, would have been given to another hero. Another role which you know, I think the movie did not run was Chaitali. Chaitali is a Bimal Rao production movie in which Dharmendra was there, Saira Bano. Yeah. He dared to give me absolutely opposite Saira Bano, a villain's role. Yeah. Who will give me? You see, this kind of day, I think I got all kinds of roles through Mr. Rishikesh Mukherjee, and he made me what I am today.
कल रिकॉर्डिंग पे क्यों नहीं आए? हैं?
तबीयत ठीक नहीं थी।
तबीयत ठीक नहीं थी, इसीलिए शराब पीकर बेहोश होना पड़ा, वो भी चित्रा के घर में। एकदम आसमान के तारे तोड़ने लग गए। कौन बेवकूफ का बच्चा तुझे एकाएक 6,000 रुपए देगा?
6,000 लो या 10,000, दिस इज माई बिजनेस, अंडरस्टैंड? इसके लिए मुझे जवाब देना पड़ेगा?
जवाब देने की जरूरत नहीं, मैं जानता हूं कौन सी बात खाए जा रही है तुझे। किताबों में पढ़ लिया ना, मर्द का दर्जा औरत से बड़ा होता, बस। भाभी की तरक्की बर्दाश्त नहीं होता।
चंद्रू, तुम हद से बाहर जा रहे हो।
कौन सी हद? मैं समझता नहीं क्या? भाभी के 5,000 हो गए, इसलिए तुझे 6,000 चाहिए।
बोलो मत। मत भूलो कि ये मेरा घर है।
तेरा घर? हाँ, मैं बिल्कुल भूल गया था, ये तेरा घर है। याद दिलाने का बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया सुबीर।
You see, as a person, he was a very intelligent man and no nonsense man, because he was very well educated, and his sense of editing came through in his life. Very simple man. He lived a simple life, and in spite of getting all over world recognition, national awards, this award and those awards, he remained simple gentleman. I found him very simple. That's how we learn from him, that today you are successful, tomorrow you may not be, and again you can become successful, but remain balanced, absolutely balanced life, so that when you are down, you will not feel bad. If you are very up, then also you will be balanced. So that was one lesson which we learned from.
Aji, ek cup chai milegi?
Ye lijiye chote bhaiya. Aaj sirf chai hi nahi, chai ke saath vai bhi hai.
Haan,
ando ki garam garam kachoriyan. Are, sara din kaam karne ke baad khali pet chai koi achhi lagti hai bhala?
कहते हैं
कुछ दांत के लिए कुछ आंत के लिए मिले तो आत्मा शांत हो जाती
है। वाह, ये दांत और आंत के साथ ये शांत तो बहुत अच्छा मिला है तुमने। किसी कवि के पास भी काम किया था क्या?
जी हाँ, मैं महाकवि हरिंद्रनाथ के पास काम किया करता। वो अक्सर कहा करते थे, रघु, इट इज सो सिंपल टू बी हैप्पी बट इट इज सो डिफिकल्ट टू बी सिंपल। हैप्पी का मतलब खुशी ना?
नहीं, खुश।
पूरे जुमले का मतलब क्या है
तुम्हें मालूम नहीं? इसका मतलब खुश रहना एक सीधी सादी बात है, लेकिन सीधा साधा रहना बहुत मुश्किल है।
वाह वाह, कितनी सुंदर बात है। पहले मतलब ना मालूम होने से सिर्फ तोते की तरह रट्टा लगाया करता था। वाह वाह, छोटे भैया आपकी तो चरण दूर लेनी चाहिए।
वेरी क्लियर कट एज फार एज एडिटिंग, because he had done such great movies like Dhobi Ka Zameen. He started with Mr. Bimal Roy, who was also a visionary, not only the director, cameraman, writer. So it was a, you see, the biggest thing about Mr. Bimal Roy is that he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11 assistants, who all of them became directors. This is something which is unheard in the history of any cinema, because he after every shot he will tell them, I am taking like this, can you what do you think, is it right or not, or how will you take it, like that. So under him, Rishikesh Mukherjee, Gulzar, Basu Bhattacharya, Basu Chatterjee, Basu, so many people came out, became director. I was surrounded by people who loved him, who respected him, who really understood him. Later then he was disappointed because whole thing had become commercialized, business like, so he didn't like. Karam, there was a death scene where Rajesh Khanna dies, and this Rajesh Khanna is pretending to be one of the workers, labor colony, staying with all of us, where Rekha is staying and everybody. And Mr. A.K. Hangale is a union leader of the laborers. And when Rajesh Khanna is brought as a dead, the man is killed, and Amitabh Bachchan comes in. It's a very famous scene in which all workers are in that one cottage we are with, near the dead body. A.K. Hangal is also there, and he's a union leader. Amitabh comes in shouting, who killed him? I want to know who killed him. And a very big scene, which really said Amitabh Bachchan, superstar after that scene. So Mr. Hangal, before the scene, is asking me who killed Rajesh Khanna. I said, I don't know. And Hrishikesh Mukherjee is sitting there and explaining to the cameraman how, when Amitabh Bachchan enters, how the camera should be put on trolley and follow Amitabh Bachchan. And then this man is, and Rajesh Khanna is lying on the floor. This fellow is asking me, yeah, but tell me now, son, you're supposed to be a good actor, but tell me who killed him. I told him, listen, I don't know, this is some truck has killed him. Which kind of truck killed him? He's asking me, sir, and Hrishikesh Mukherjee overheard it. He said, Hangal, what's your problem? What do you want? What do you want to know? He said, no, I just wanted to know who killed him. No, no, this, what you are expressing, confusion, I want same thing on your face. Keep on, get confused. Don't ask question. Very good. Start camera and he picturized the scene till end. The man was confused. Killed him. So he's asking me after take also. Now listen, yaar, such a good veteran director, Hrishikesh Mukherjee, and he expects from me to behave like Marlon Brando's acting, but he does not tell me who killed him. This is ridiculous. I can. How can you expect from me performance like Brando? So Hrishikesh Mukherjee, like, he knew how to snub and put the actors in their shoes. He knew very well. Unnecessarily. He's asking questions and boring me and spoiling the whole atmosphere. Something like that. That's a fact. You could not make out what film is going to happen. When it comes out on the screen, then you're pleasantly surprised. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, all, most of the actors are surprised.
Main shayar badnaam, oh, main chala.
This is Kavita Chibba thanking Asrani Ji for taking the time to talk to me. I will be back in a few days with a new interview in the continuing series, Tribute to Hrishikesh Mukherjee.